Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program here. The phones are open for you. If you want to join us, you can do that at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. And in the studio tonight, here with you, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
So, lots to talk about tonight. Apparently, right-wing extremists, quote-unquote, according to Slate, which is a pretty leftist publication, are using two-way radios to plan violence. We'll get into that story here. Chris has it on the way.
They're not talking about us, are they?
I would hope not. I mean, although certainly people have mislabeled us as right-wing, we are liberty-minded, which means we actually believe in the freedom to control your own body as well.
Pretty much anybody to the right of Stalin, they figure, is a right-wing extremist these days.
Seems like anybody who doesn't agree with the left is a right-wing extremist, basically.
But that's the thing. We agree with the left on some things.
Absolutely.
Just they don't, you know, they don't want to talk to us about those things, apparently. And we'll get into your phone calls and thoughts. Of course, you can bring up absolutely anything that's on your mind tonight here on Free Talk Live. But there's been some news in the crypto world. We actually haven't covered the crypto headlines in a while here on Free Talk Live. So this one's been pretty big news, and it's affecting a lot of people and their money. It's a company called Celsius. Have you guys ever heard of them?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I've covered them before.
Have you? Okay. So Celsius, we have talked about them in the past. I just didn't know if it was on the, you know, the show with you guys or not.
Yep.
But Celsius is a what they call a centralized finance platform. And that's as opposed to decentralized finance, which is this big buzzword in the last couple of years, DeFi, or again, decentralized finance. The idea behind decentralized finance is you can get, let's say, a loan in cryptocurrency in return for you putting in essentially a collateral of a different type of cryptocurrency. And this has benefits for certain individuals who are looking to, say, take their Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or something and turn it into the equivalent of dollars in the form of, say, a stable coin, which is a crypto token that's in many cases backed by actual dollars, without actually selling the Bitcoin. So the idea is they put their Bitcoin down into this DeFi contract, and then they get out from that a stable coin, usually a fraction of the value. So if you put in, you know, a whole Bitcoin, you might get a fifth of the Bitcoin's value out in stable coins. And that's kind of how the decentralized finance thing works. And it's all governed by what they call smart contracts, which are as immutable as the, you know, as the contract is, right? So sometimes the contract might have a bug or a backdoor or something like that, and certainly people can be taken advantage of in those circumstances. But generally, as long as the contract is open source, meaning that, you know, anyone that knows coding can go and read the contract, then in theory, it's pretty ironclad. The money is kept safe. You know, there's no third party that has the keys to it. And as long as you pay back the loan, you get your collateral, you know, get your collateral back, that kind of thing. So that's kind of what, that's a basic level understanding of what DeFi is. And by no means am I an expert there, but there's other things that they do. So centralized finance does something similar as decentralized finance, except they're doing it as a centralized corporation. So there's no decentralization at all. It's a corporation run for profit that offers people a certain APR or an APY or whatever. They say, you know, you deposit your Bitcoin with us and we'll pay you 5% per year on it. And if you want to take out a loan, you can take out a loan as well based on that Bitcoin. And it's just, it's convenient for people because it's a centralized company. You pass through the Know Your Customer rules and deposit your Bitcoins and off you go. Unless, of course, they have piss-poor management of the coins that you put into their company and they poorly invest them and or throw them away and lose them, or somebody steals them, or the government comes in and raids their treasury. Basically, all of those things can happen.
Yep, or they go bankrupt.
Well, and the reason they're going bankrupt is because of piss poor management of the customer funds. So the story here is Gizmodo.com. Celsius filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection late Wednesday, leaving users wondering if they'll ever again see the money they put into the crypto platform. Unfortunately for the average user, they'll have to wait in line with the company's other creditors, something that was made explicit in the platform's incredibly shady terms of service, which, of course, probably no one read before they actually opened up an account. Celsius also allowed people to buy and sell cryptocurrencies like its native token, they called Celsius, gained attention for offering as much as 18% interest on crypto, an absurdly large return for any asset. The company first paused withdrawals for its 1.7 million users on June 12th, but assured people they would still, quote-unquote, accrue rewards during the pause. So they were trying to keep people from panicking,
right?
Basically.
I mean, that's kind of humorous considering you're filing for bankruptcy, right? So you presumably
Well, they weren't
don't...
at that time.
Okay.
At that time, they just, well, we have to pause.
But why were they pausing?
They didn't really come right out, if I recall correctly. And
it's because they were preparing to file for bankruptcy.
They had to pause the withdrawals because they didn't have any money, right? Like, that's the most obvious answer. They had run out of funds. And at that time, it made a lot of headlines at that moment because a lot of people obviously were very frustrated. But whatever rewards were accrued in the past month is imaginary money at this point, as Celsius customers will likely have a hard time seeing any of their regular money coming back, let alone the supposed interest earned on that crypto. Celsius, for its part, is still trying to put on a happy face about all of this, even through bankruptcy. In an email sent to their users, they said, quote, "These Chapter 11 cases provide the company with the best opportunity to stabilize the business, consummate a comprehensive restructuring transaction that maximizes value for all stakeholders, and emerge from Chapter 11 positioned for success in the cryptocurrency industry."
You know, it's funny. On the one hand, I could maybe see that for some other type of company. But a cryptocurrency
company with assets or something that they could do something with?
Yeah, maybe, or I don't know, some sort of
just
some
software
sort of,
platform.
Right, some sort of value, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not quite sure I'm seeing that here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Chapter 11 bankruptcy is the reorganization form of bankruptcy, so
they're not liquidating yet.
No. So in order to get a Chapter 7 protection...
Chapter 11?
I'm sorry, Chapter 11 protection, as I understand it, they're going to have to convince a judge that they may eventually become solvent again, and if they can't do that, then they'll be forced into the other chapter.
Mm, okay, so just because they've filed for it doesn't mean that they're going to get it?
Yeah.
So here's the deal. If they can freeze those assets, if they can delay the case long enough, they might just be able to come out. When
just because
goes
Bitcoin
well,
might go up again?
Well, I'm almost certain they ended up in a short position, or... I'm sorry, not a short position, a long position in Bitcoin, but a borrowed long position. That's what left them insolvent in the first place. Mm. So if Bitcoin goes back up, they could end up solvent again. I mean, my understanding is they've recovered a bunch of money from Mt. Gox, and people who had money on Mt. Gox may end up getting a lot more money than they technically had on the books when it disappeared, because Bitcoin's worth a lot more than it was then.
Mm.
So if you had 100,000 on Mt. Gox, it's like, you know, somebody made you hodl until now.
Wow. Yeah, you know, I remember, for listeners that don't know, Mt. Gox was basically the first crypto or Bitcoin exchange. There was no other cryptos at that time. It was just Bitcoin. And I think, didn't it originally stand for Magic the Gathering Online Exchange, and it was for card trading?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, the guy had no intention of being a Bitcoin exchange. It just kind of accidentally happened.
Yeah, and it became a huge success, and then somebody did some shenanigans, and I don't know what the backstory of what happened to Mt. Gox is, but I always found myself wondering, did I ever have anything on Mt. Gox? I feel like I had an account at one time, but I don't think I ever did any buying or selling with it. So certainly I have not gotten contacted by any whatever liquidators or whoever would be involved in that.
Liquidator Brunt.
There's more coming up. I wish the best to people that are getting something out of Mt. Gox. If you can get 10 years later, man, that's going to be a big windfall for whoever it is. There's more coming up here. It's Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about this Celsius Corporation. It's a, what they call a centralized finance company, meaning they will give you loans in exchange. Well, they would have. Now they're bankrupt. But they would have given you a loan in exchange for you depositing cryptocurrency with them as collateral, and they would pay out an annual interest rate on deposits with them, some of which was as high as 18%. Of course, you could say, that seems a little too good to be true. Well, turns out that their business model seemed like it was predicated on the price of cryptocurrency continuously going up, and God knows what other kind of risky endeavors they were taking with people's funds. Turns out, once the most recent crypto crash, right, because there's been a variety of crashes over time, and over time, cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, the prices have come back, typically. But, you know, if you're running a business, you've got to pay people, right? You've got expenses that you've got to deal with, and can't do that, you're going out of business.
And not just that, but if you lend against a speculative asset like a stock or anything like that, there are nearly always call provisions,
yes,
which basically means if the price does this, we're going to call your loan right now.
Right.
That's how people get in trouble short selling, because you short sell, and maybe the price goes up just for a minute. But then you've got a call, and you've got what's called a short squeeze, and you could be in some serious trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if it goes up and goes right down again.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. It's hard to feel bad for these people who are kind of getting, you know,
the customers. You mean?
Yeah, the customers here, just because it's like
1.7 million people.
It's amazing how many people will do. How do I say this? Things that are, you know, pretty apparent, not. You know, probably
things
not
that don't make good. A damn bit of sense.
Yeah, make a whole lot of sense. I'll make a good long term or short term. I mean, maybe okay in the very short term, you know, it worked out, but in the long term, you know you're gonna get bitten in this type of situation. This is one of these things where I have to keep, you know, saying, you know, when you put your cryptocurrency into somebody else's hands, okay, whether it's, you know, actual cryptocurrency or money like the US dollar, you give it to a bank, you give it to one of these exchanges, when it comes to cryptocurrency, there's a risk of losing
risk.
It.
Yeah.
Well, that, and any time you try to take advantage of a deal that's too good to be true, you're probably going to screw yourself. For example, say there's some insurance company that says, hey, we'll insure anybody for $1 a year. Well, you better not count on that insurance, because
right,
if that's really what they're doing, they're not going to be able to pay out when the time comes.
Mm-hmm. So they are filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and their withdrawals are on hold and have been for apparently the last month. Gizmodo.com and various other news sources have been covering this because it's just the latest. You know, Celsius isn't the first company to go through difficult times like this with other people's money. And again, whether it's Celsius mismanaging funds or a government agency coming in and just taking money out of companies and shutting a corporation down or something like that for quote-unquote whatever financial crimes. You never know what's going to happen. Maybe it's not even any of those things. Maybe they just get robbed. Mm. Maybe their cold wallet or whatever that is supposedly military secure or whatever it was. I don't remember what their claims were about their storage functions. But, you know, somebody on the inside or whatever gets access to it, and they decide to put a backdoor into the system. And then somebody else comes in and they raid the whole treasury. And then before you know it, the place is completely empty or has lost half their funds.
I mean, let's back up a moment, too. This was a regulated entity, right?
I don't know. I don't know what level of regulation. I mean, they're certainly not bank level regulated, but
sure,
they may be still regulated as some sort of a financial institution. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, this is the thing. It's one of these things where it's like the argument is, okay, we need more regulation. Yet I'm pretty sure that the government would say that they are regulated.
No, that's a good question.
I mean, if somebody's selling Bitcoin on the street, if they're going to say they're regulated, how is it that this larger entity isn't regulated? I almost got to say that this is kind of like if regulations actually protected people, you know?
Oh yeah.
What's
the regulation
right?
going to do?
Well, right, and exactly. And this is the thing. It's like, you know, the way to
teach people is sometimes the hard way, in that they got to learn a lesson. You got 1.7 million people, hopefully, learn their lesson in terms of, you know, dealing with, other businesses and entities and things.
Yeah. And the question is, of those 1.7 million, how many of them did things like put their entire life savings into this? Because that's what people post online, right? You see those posts that get shared around, like, you know, this was my whole life savings, I'm ruined, suicide hotline numbers are being passed around on this.
You know, I mean, you go to the doctor and say, it hurts when I do that. Doctor says, oh, don't do that.
Yeah. I mean, this is another point, you know, when it comes to investing, like 101, diversification. You know, when you diversify your assets, you are not at as much risk, unless, of course, all your assets are in super, risky investments, maybe. But even then, you're still probably not at as much risk from any one event, So
the guy from Berkshire Hathaway always says,
Warren Buffett?
Yeah, that's him. He always says, diversification's for people who don't know what's going to happen. And it's like, yeah, exactly.
Like
most
everyone.
People don't know what's going to happen. I'm sure he gets advanced tips from the Federal Reserve as to what they're going to do, but the rest of us don't get that.
Yeah, I mean, there's two things. You know, educate yourself about what you're investing in and diversify. So,
yeah, so one of the chat room trolls says, now they say crypto has risks, LOL. We've said
the whole time. We have, but that wasn't the risk.
Apparently
the risk
this
was putting
guy who hasn't been listening to the show because we've said the whole time.
The risk here wasn't in crypto. It was actually in putting your money into crypto into some sort of exchange.
Well, and that was a different risk.
Right.
Yeah, that's a risk on top of a risk.
Right. That's
giving
that's
it
a super
to someone
risk.
Else. You're giving it to somebody else, someone who you don't know. To take care of.
And somebody with a business model that doesn't make sense on its face.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, yeah, that's going to happen. I saw those places, too. I didn't put a dime into them because I said, yeah, that's going to work out great if the price falls.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It was pretty clear what they were banking on when they said 17% interest or whatever.
Yeah.
Nobody can pay 17% interest. Realistically, unless their business model depends on
high risk,
that high risk.
right.
And when I say one can do it, sure, you can pay more than that on your credit card. I'm talking
about a
business model similar to this.
And they did do it for
and the
while.
Good times, and that's the thing with anything, right? Like, you know, during the good times, you might be able to make that. But in the bad times, you know, which will eventually come, things are going to collapse.
Yeah.
So and that's the thing is when you're designing a business model, you should know that things will go badly sometimes, and you better have some margin built in for that.
The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We've always said with regard to cryptocurrency, don't put in what you can't afford to lose, number one.
Oh, yeah.
Just as a general rule. And also, not your keys, not your coins. Meaning if you hand your keys over to somebody else, then maybe it'll work out for you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you'll never see them again. More coming up.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is urging the group of 20 major economies to address a food security crisis that's being caused in part by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Yellen calling on the G20 nations to help those in need and boost their spending on food security issues linked to the Russian conflict. President Biden is continuing to defend his trip to Saudi Arabia. Talking to reporters in Saudi Arabia, Biden cited good talks on ensuring adequate global oil supplies to lower gas prices.
And thanks to many months of quiet diplomacy by the staff, we've accomplished some significant business. First, as you saw this morning, the Saudis will open their airspace to all civilian carriers. That is a big deal.
Biden adding that he did talk about human rights issues with Saudi leaders. This is USA Radio News. A health insurance provider makes a big announcement.
Health insurance company United Healthcare announced during an earnings call Friday, starting next year, United Health will stop charging a copay to its fully insured members for several critical medicines, including insulin. Red-hot inflation has led many patients to ration life-saving drugs and become sicker as a result. CEO Andrew Witte added, "This all depends upon manufacturers restraining and lowering the list price of their products, which is the fundamental driver of costs." End quote. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Opening statements set to get underway next week in the penalty phase for the Parkland, Florida school shooter. Prosecutors will lay out their case against Nicholas Cruz starting Monday. Throughout the trial, jurors will see graphic evidence and tour Madry Stoneman Douglas High School, where Cruz admitted to killing 17 people back in 2018. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open. You can join us right here at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris, we invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there. Archives go back for many years. Just click and download at freetalklive.com. You can also follow our feeds, our RSS feeds, a.k.a. the podcasts, over at feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll find the links to those there. Also, links to some of the major platforms that you can easily access the podcast through. You can go to feeds.freetalklive.com and find those. Again, it's all totally free at freetalklive.com. We continue here. We'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever's on your mind. We've been discussing the failure of centralized finance companies. Now, they're not all failing at the same time, of course, but some who are paying attention ought to use the example of Celsius, which is now bankrupt and had been providing loans to people and so on, but then apparently mismanaging funds in the background. This is a canary in the coal mine moment. If you've got funds on not just exchanges, because that's the most obvious thing, right? We've talked about exchanges a lot in the past. Centralized exchanges gives custody over your cryptocurrency to somebody else. And the same thing is true of these centralized finance corporations that'll pay you an APY or an APR or whatever to, annual percentage to hold your funds for you. Again, you, not your keys, not your coins. So if you at this time are into cryptocurrency and you have coins somewhere out there that you're not in control of, then you really need to reconsider that. You need to think about how, like, if you're doing it on an exchange, then understand that you probably should withdraw the coins when you're done doing whatever exchange things that you're doing. But, of course, these companies want you to keep their coins with them. That's why they pay you the 5% or the 10% or the 18%, supposedly, or whatever it is that they're offering. Because they don't want you to take your funds back. They want to hold on to them so they can profit from them. And if it, you know, if it works out for you, that's great. But you never know when the other hat is going to drop. You know, when you
I think it's the other shoe.
The other shoe. Thank you. you never know when that's going to happen. So it could be tomorrow. It could be a month from now. It could be 2 years from now. But if you really want to protect your funds, you got to get them off of these centralized platforms. Just understand the risk that you're taking. We go to Stephen in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Stephen.
Hey, so I have a little bit of a dilemma that I need your help with.
All right, let's see what we can do.
So, as you know, because, well, libertarians and a group of other people, I've been in jail a few times.
Ooh, I couldn't make out what you said there. You might be in a bad cell or something.
So, a little bit of an issue. A little bit of an issue. I have ruffled all the legal feathers. And so the sheriff here is refusing to speak to me and is telling people, well, the sheriff from one of the counties around me is refusing to speak to me, telling me that I can't take my medicine, and is also saying that my medicine makes me domestic terrorist.
Hold on, let me make sure I just heard you correctly. He's saying your medicine makes you a domestic terrorist?
Yes.
Okay. Now, just let me see if I'm following what you're saying. Why would you have to ask the sheriff's permission to take your medicine? Is this because you are out on bail?
No, it's because
or probation?
We have this really weird country where you can ingest chemicals all you want, but if you want to ingest a plant, oh, no, we got to have government permission to ingest plants.
But you're not on probation right now?
I'm not on actual probation. I'm on corporate probation.
Corporate? Did you say corporate probation?
Is that like double secret probation?
I answer to a company.
Okay. So what does the sheriff have to do with any of this? I guess I'm confused as to why you would need to talk. Why would you want to talk to the sheriff?
It's a bad plan.
So, here in the state of Georgia, you can ingest CBD.
Okay.
Without any forethought, anything.
You still there? Steven? Going once? Steven? Oh, I don't know where that was going to go. He's welcome to call back. We generally have a rule of only one call per night, but obviously if there's a technical difficulty, then certainly you can call back in, and I think he's doing that now. Steven?
Hey, so in Georgia, you can ingest CBD without any paperwork, or you can ingest marijuana with a card. I have the card.
Okay.
So I'm legally allowed to ingest it per state law. However, the sheriff in Catoosa County, Georgia, is one, refusing to speak to me, and two, he's posting pictures of me with him calling me a war hero, which makes me very uncomfortable.
Okay.
Are you a war hero?
And, say again?
Were you ever in the service, or is he just crazy?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I was in the military, and I came back, and he did this thing. He's like, this is small town Georgia. So I have a picture with him when he was campaigning several years ago, back when I was a Republican and thought the Republicans wanted me to have freedom.
Mm.
Yeah, I was nuts.
Okay, but I'm still not clear as to why you would want to call the sheriff and talk to him about this. Why do you want to talk to him?
She's overstepping federal and state law, right? So there's state law that says, hey, I can do this. And he's like, well, I'm the sheriff of this here county. And, well, I'm a libertarian, and I'm an outspoken libertarian in this area. And he's sending people to my house to, like, pull by and put spotlights everywhere. He's just being crazy. So here's my question.
Just to clarify, he's sending people to your house, and he's the sheriff from the next county over?
So the county have a joint drug task force.
Uh-huh, okay.
And so they're coming over because they believe that I'm bringing my evil marijuana into their county, and they're going to stop it, right?
And is it that, are they doing this because you are like a public marijuana user, you make a big big deal about it, or is it just they've got a list of medical patients and they're targeting all of them?
So there was, he outlawed CBD, and when he did that,
illegally.
He outlawed it illegally. Mm-hmm. He's been told it's illegal. He's been told he needs to stop. But I blocked their entrance into a CBD store.
You blocked their entrance?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a CBD store that owns their property, and they didn't want these thugs on their property. And I like them, and they're small stature women, and they were like, hey, we're going to get raided at some point. And so I just hung out there, and when the cops came, I was like, oh, I'm going to lock the door. And they didn't like that very much. And I waved at them, and I called them. So I called 911. I was like, hey, there's people in costumes, and they're brown, with like they're brown shirts, and I know how the Nazis work. Can you ask them to leave now? And so that got me on their radar locally.
I see. Okay, so you are no friend to the sheriff's organization. So why are you trying to get this guy on the phone? What do you think that's going to accomplish?
I just want him to admit his hypocrisy.
Mm. That'll never happen. Yeah.
Well, I wanted to step down, really. Here's that. He's refused to talk to me about this issue, which means that he's refusing me the right to air grievances with my government, which means that he doesn't care about the Constitution.
Here's a question. Do you know if he ever goes on, like, local radio for an interview or anything like that?
He will next year during campaign season.
That's what you want to do, in my opinion. If you can figure out where this guy is going to be appearing, whether it be on a radio station or at a public event or something like that, somewhere where he has to be for, a half hour or whatever, where he has to interact with the public to some extent, then you can kind of call him out and have an audience around, get video of it. Thanks for the call. There's more coming up here.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here and bring up whatever you want. The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight is Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Freedom's Phoenix. It's your source for all news, economic, government overreach, insane government spending, and more. You can get headlines from today all in one place and from a fresh libertarian perspective. You'll find that and more at freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. We're talking about the failure of the latest centralized cryptocurrency website. We've seen crypto exchanges go down. We've seen crypto exchanges be hacked. We've seen people lose millions of dollars in exchange hacks. That's been probably the most common version of centralized crypto systems failure over the last decade, probably just exchange hacks.
Yeah, I wonder, I'm just trying to think how many of them have failed or...
Some have failed. There was the one in Canada where the guy disappeared and, like, ran away with a bunch of customer funds.
Yeah.
It sounds like he succeeded, actually.
There's definitely been...
It's just he wasn't trying to do what he should have been trying to do.
There's definitely been a few that have failed. There's a lot of exchanges out there.
Sure.
Actually, it's surprising that more haven't failed, really.
There's probably plenty who have failed. You just don't know about it.
It's true. But right? No, but more well-known.
Okay, more visible, yeah,
more
big name stuff.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, this isn't really per se an exchange. Celsius, a company with apparently 1.7 million users and some amount of billions in customer funds, has gone bankrupt. And they said in their statement here, according to Gizmodo.com, quote, "We apologize. The communication with our teams and community has been very limited over the past few weeks, and we look forward to being able to offer greater transparency with everyone through our reorganization, which encourages dialogue with all stakeholders." Well, they have to be. They have to be transparent for that process because it's a court process and it's public, and all those documents are going to be available.
Yeah, I have to wonder, though, how two-way it really is. I suspect it's mostly one way, them sending messages to their customer base, but their customer base not really being able to send messages back and forth.
Right. No, this is what we're going to pay you. Here's what we've got.
Yeah.
The Celsius token has lost 79% of its value in the last 6 months, though desperate users have spent the past month trying a short squeeze by buying up as much of it as they can in the hopes of inflating the price. That effort has been little more than a doubling down on failure, essentially handing more money to the people who started the problem in the first place.
You can't outspend the market.
Mm.
And if somebody sees you trying to outspend the market, they'll take the other side.
Yeah, bad news for the folks that are involved in this thing. They had purchased a large amount of their own token since July of 2019, roughly $350 million. And this is some of the scummy things that were apparently going on
How
in the background.
How are they even doing that?
Probably using other customer money.
The exchange is purchasing their own token.
Well, I don't know if they would be called an exchange, but the central lending house or whatever.
Central lending house is purchasing their own token.
That's what they're saying here, about $350 million.
I thought the customers were purchasing more tokens, and I'm wondering how the heck are they doing that?
Well, some of the customers bought the token within the last several months, apparently, just to try to push the price up at a desperate attempt to stave off.
I thought they just failed recently.
Well, I mean, they've been failing over time. It's just they haven't talked about it, right? Like they have.
I got you.
As the Bitcoin price has gone down in the last several months, their business has become very, very difficult, presumably. They just haven't been announcing it from the rooftops.
Right, right.
And then all of a sudden they paused customer withdrawals a month ago, then got real quiet until they just decided to come out publicly and announce
that the customers were, even though the exchange or the non-exchange was shut down, right? The lending service was shut down. Yeah. I was thinking people were somehow able to trade it still.
They are. The Celsius token. So a lot of these companies
issue
their own crypto,
basically. Right.
And then that trades on different exchanges, right? So those tokens
They can still trade them. Interesting.
Yeah, of course. The tokens are out there, right? Like even if Celsius goes under.
Yeah,
Presumably the token will still exist.
How do I say this? I don't like to assume anything when it comes to this stuff, the centralized stuff, because, half the time it's just a number in a database as opposed to some sort of actual decentralized, token, mechanism, right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously that's something you can research. I have never looked deeply into their token.
But I'm assuming it's an actual token separate from the exchange itself.
Okay, so yeah, it's on Ethereum.
Okay, so they can still trade it.
So yeah, they can go. The company can go completely gone. Like they could just liquidate everything and turn off all their systems, and the Celsius token will still be out there.
Right.
What it will be worth is another question. And again, it's gone down quite a bit. Well, amazing. The amazing thing is it's still right now 77 cents a token, according to.
And what was it before they...
I have no idea. It was up a lot more, obviously.
Yeah. I'm curious how far it went down. I mean,
it says it went down 79% in the last 6 months.
Okay. Interesting. So that's very interesting.
But here's the thing. The company was using, presumably, customer money to buy their own token on these markets. Mm-hmm. So they were trying to push their own price of the token up. They're trying to manipulate, essentially, the price of their token using about $350 million worth to make their own purchases out on exchanges elsewhere, according to Financial Times. But the founders of the company were selling like crazy in the past few years. Celsius co-founder and CEO Alex Mashinsky allegedly made some particularly large sales despite swearing publicly that their executives didn't sell their own token. Based on public blockchain data, it's estimated that Mashinsky sold roughly $44 million worth of the Celsius crypto over the years, according to the Financial Times.
It sounds to me like somebody might well end up in prison over this, because that kind of misleading statement to investors and anything that you say, if you've got a three-letter job title, is pretty much a statement to investors or regarded as such.
And if you're lying,
you can't be lying like that and expect to stay out of prison. That's just a bad plan.
All I'm thinking is he directed somebody to sell on his behalf.
That's still lying.
Yeah. Well,
like if you're having an associate,
I know what the government's going to call that. I'm just saying. But it sounds like in his mind, he's justifying it probably by having somebody else doing it.
Celsius published.
Could be. Some of these people in the crypto space have absolutely no business knowledge or experience. Mm. And I think that's what happened to Mt. Gox. The guy just didn't know what the hell he was doing.
Mm. Celsius published a YouTube video explaining what they're doing by seeking bankruptcy and even gave a rosy outlook by noting all the other companies that have filed for bankruptcy and emerged just fine. And yes, companies like General Motors and Marvel have filed for bankruptcy and bounced back, but those companies actually produce something. And that goes back to something you were saying earlier, Chris, is that what do these people actually have? They've got a room full of servers? You know what?
I mean, here's the question: why are your customers using you? It's because presumably they trust you.
Mm-hmm.
If you file for, you know, Chapter 11, and you're a company that is entirely relying on trust, and
why would they trust
they can't
you
access it any, you know, for a while? Yeah, they're not going to be able to trust you again. So why do you think you're going to be able to come out of it? You know, maybe some other company could, you know, where the company's not holding, you know, customer assets, like probably with, you know, other companies maybe selling cars or something like that. But, you know, in this case, I don't know. I mean, this seems like it's going to be, you're going to be starting from square zero, which means you're probably better off starting another company to do the same thing. And sometimes companies do that, but that's usually when they actually have actual assets, not when they have nothing left.
Yeah, it's hard to see a road ahead for these guys. As a crypto trading platform, they didn't have a product. They took money from customers, kept hold of their digital money for them, and then they keep using the term monopoly money in here because Gizmodo, I think, is hostile towards crypto. And then they say, then the market for crypto tanked, and that money was worth a lot less. In some cases, coins became totally worthless. Curiously, Celsius seems to have deleted a video that was previously available and published in April of this year, right before they completely froze people's assets, titled Why Choose Celsius, which included influencers who were pledging up and down was the benefit of Celsius was its wonderful transparency. And then when they paused withdrawals, they got real quiet and there wasn't much transparency at all, apparently. Messages on social media are heartbreaking, with people explaining they really need the money that's tied up in Celsius's accounts, but at this point it's not clear how much there is left. One said, I'm a single father. I need my Bitcoin. Quote, to fellow depositors, do I understand correctly? There's literally nothing/no action we as depositors can take now. Just have to wait and see if they give us money back. If so, anywhere we should be keeping our eyes on? Yeah, I guess the bankruptcy court.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably want to talk to an attorney, and in order to be represented in a bankruptcy settlement, you generally have to make a claim in the bankruptcy court.
I'm a single mother. This will change the path of my life. I feel sick, wrote another. The number here is 603-283-6160.
Getting over their head.
Yeah, it's a hard lesson to learn, and hopefully people out there listening can learn from these other people's mistakes. And again, not your keys, not your coins. There's more coming up here, and you can join us. Chris, you want to get into two-way radios. Are they being used by the ultra-right to plan violence? We'll get into that story coming up. And you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live, Hour 2.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.